Stop 11, Stone House of Idalina Mamani de Fabian. This earthen stone house brings together the history of three generations. It was built by Olegaria and Manuel Rodriguez, former residents of Antofagasta de la Sierra. It was not the family's main house since they raised livestock, and it was only used in the summer when they went to the town to visit their relatives or attend the festivals of Our Lady of Loreto every December. The house formerly included a rural complex with more rooms than the ones seen today, as well as a kitchen and internal yard. In that yard, Mrs. Olegaria had a loom and wove blankets and pillows. The room that remains was used for sleeping, and in the past it had a sleeping platform, a raised surface that insulates against the cold of the ground, and which was covered with leather and blankets. The walls are made of stone with clay mortar, taken out with bars and lowered directly from the rock wall in a very artisanal work. The roof is made of local wood and plants. The ceiling beams use cardon wood, supported with leather straps on the inside. This material was brought on donkey back to Antofagasta, since the species does not grow here. On the outside, it's covered with straw and mud cake. In the 1960s, the first fruit farm in Antofagasta de la Sierra operated in this house, taking advantage of the house proximity to the irrigation ditch that runs around the upper part of the foot of the hill. In November 1960, a team from the Office of Fish Farming and Fisheries in Catamarca province arrived in Antofagasta de la Sierra to plant fertilized rainbow fruit sacks brought from Bariloche in the south of Argentina. These species were suitable for the altitude and climate of the desertic Puna, which were incubated in fountains and then stocked in local rivers to expand the food supply of the population and promote tourism.